In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost.
Amen.
I recently read somewhere that there are over 6,000 different kinds of bread throughout the world. Now, I don't know if that's really true. You have to be careful about what you believe that you read. But it does seem like that there are as many breads as there are cultures. Think about it. There's the Chinese pho. There's the Filipino pan de sal. The French baguette. The German pretzel. Greek pita bread. Siamese plate bread. Haitian pan, ATM, Indian naan, Irish soda bread, Italian focaccia, Mexican tortilla, the list goes on and on. By the way, after the 8:30 Mass this morning, someone came up to me and said, "Father, you forgot American Wonder Bread." My bad, so American Wonder Bread. But even though there are so many different kinds of bread, they all share something in common. That is, they are all important ways in which people from around the world are nourished and fed. In today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Now, many passages in the Bible talk about how bread satisfies our physical hunger. Whether it's the manna that fed the ancient Israelites in the wilderness, which you heard in the gospel reading today, the baked bread that Elijah was fed by in today's Hebrew Bible reading, and the 5 loaves of bread that fed a large crowd of 5,000 people, which you heard recently, or the daily bread that we ask for in the Lord's Prayer. But Jesus, as the bread of life, is not just about satisfy our physical hunger. Jesus also satisfies our spiritual hunger. And in today's gospel, Jesus says, "I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats of this bread will live forever." And you heard in the gospel that all the people who heard this were very upset. What do you mean there's a bread that comes down from heaven? Well, I suspect that many of you came to the little church around the corner, whether you've been coming for decades or whether this is your first time visiting, because you've experienced some kind of spiritual hunger in your life. Maybe you've been searching for greater meaning in your life. Maybe you've been wrestling with the question of why suffering and pain exist in the world, or why bad things happen to good people. Maybe you've been trying to discern what you are called to do here on this earth. Or maybe you've just been looking for God's presence in the midst of a lonely world. Now, we know that Jesus, as the bread of life, satisfies our spiritual hunger. But how exactly does Jesus satisfy our spiritual hunger? Well, just as there are many different kinds of bread in the world, as we know, there are many different ways in which we are fed by Jesus. Some of us might be fed by Jesus as the Word of God in Holy Scripture. Right? Some of us might be fed by the Bible. Others of us might be fed by Jesus as the Word that is preached during a sermon, through preaching. Still others might be fed by the presence of Jesus in our prayers or in spiritual practices like the rosary. But as a parish that is deeply rooted in the Anglo-Catholic tradition, we deeply value the fact that we are fed by Jesus in the sacrament of Holy Eucharist. Whenever we gather to receive the body and blood of Christ through the bread of heaven and the cup of salvation, we are fed through the living bread that came down from heaven. We receive nourishment at God's table, which in turn gives us strength to go out into the world and to love and serve the Lord. There is, however, one other way in which we are fed spiritually by Jesus, and that is in gathered community. The early church had a wonderful way of thinking about bread that has been forgotten by most Christians today. The early church saw the similarity between a loaf of bread and the worshiping community. Have any of you heard of this before? I'm seeing no. I'm like, what is he talking about? Well, let me explain. So just as a loaf of bread is made up of many individual grains of wheat that are gathered together, so you make bread, a lot of individual grains of wheat. The church also consists of many individuals gathered together in one life. So just look around you. We are all each individual grains of wheat that form the body of Christ. The Didache, which is an early Christian liturgical manual from the 2nd century, contains a beautiful prayer that compares the Eucharistic bread to the gathered community. The Didache says, "Even as this broken bread was scattered over the hills as grain, and was gathered together and became one, so let the church be gathered together from the ends of the earth into your kingdom." The early church father, St. John Chrysostom, also preached in the 5th century about the connection between bread and the gathered community. He said, "Just as the bread, which consists of many grains, is made one, to the point that the separate grains are no longer visible, even though they are still there, so we are joined to each other and to Christ. But if we are all nourished by the same source and become one with Him, why do we not also show forth the same love and become one in this respect too?" For St. John Chrysostom, we are called to love one another because, like the grain in a loaf of bread, we are joined to each other and to Christ. We hear a similar message in today's epistle reading. The writer of the letter to the Ephesians urges us to, quote, "put away from you all bitterness and wrath and anger, and live in love, as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God." So the early church had it right. It is in gathered community that we are also fed by Jesus. So as we continue with today's Mass, I invite you to look around at your fellow parishioners and reflect upon the words of our gospel hymn. "As grain on scattered hillsides, when gathered makes one bread, God, gather all your people as one in Christ our head. We come from many places, and we are not the same. Yet your strong love has called us to meet in Jesus' name." Yes, the gospel hymn is about bread, but it is also about us, the gathered community. Look around and see how we are like many grains of wheat from different places and different lands. But despite our differences, we come together as a single loaf of bread. And finally, look around when you come up to the altar rail to receive the Holy Eucharist today. Yes, you will be fed by Jesus through the bread and the cup, but you will also be fed spiritually by the bread of life, as represented by the gathered community around you. We are the bread of life, because we are the body of Christ. Jesus said, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.